Tonight's topic is the halachic status of electricity on Shabbos. I actually put in the WhatsApp group. We can add you. I should have added you to the other WhatsApp group. I put the title in the WhatsApp group as the Shabbos app or Shabbat app. I don't. It's not so popular anymore. I mean, maybe you guys could fill me in.
I don't think it's a
thing. It's not even a thing. But it's something that arose when I think people began to question the legitimacy of the Isser, the prohibition of electricity on Shabbos, and there became some sort of market to avoid the violations of anything electrical and to basically allow usages of different electrical appliances. So, what I wanted to do with you tonight is just go through some of the sources. It's a very vast topic. Make a little dent in it on electricity on Shabbos and how do we understand in today's day and age things which obviously the Gemara doesn't talk about. And that's where the post-game are really trying to see our modern world from the lens of the halacha. And obviously Hashem has a plan for us and a design for what Shabbos is supposed to be in the 21st century, 20th century. So the first source on the source sheet is in the Gemara Masechta Shabbos. No surprise. Mem Zayin Amud Aleph to Mem Zayin Amud Beis. The Gemara says, it relates to us a story. Levi Bar Shmuel Ashkechinu L'Rabbi Abba V'Ravhuna Bar Chiyo D'Havi Kaimei Apitzcho D'Bei Ravhuna. Levi Bar Shmuel saw, he found, Rabbi Abba and Rav Huna Bar Chiya. He saw them at the opening of Rav Huna's house, the entrance of his house. Amar Luhu, he said to them, Ma'u lahachzir mita shel tarsiyim b'Shabbos. What is the halacha, what is the law, Jewish law, of reassembling? We're not going to translate this right now, it's not so clear exactly what this is. But for all intents and purposes, for now, we'll just translate it as this bed of the Tarsiyim, which is basically a fold-up bed of some sort, on Shabbos. We'll see how this is important for us. Amrulei, they said, Rabbi Abba and Rabbi Huna Bar Chiya said, Mutzer, a Shapir dummy, it's totally allowed. Also, the commander of Yehuda, he came before Rabbi Yehuda Amr, he said, Ay, Harav Shmuel, Damer Travail, didn't Rav and Shmuel say together, Amach, Sir Midisha Tarsim B'Shabbos, Chayev Chatas? Anyone who reassembles the Mita of Tarsim is obligated in a sin offering, and that is code word for biblical prohibition on Shabbos. If you do it on purpose, it's a skila. If you do it by accident, it is a Chatas. So that's problematic. One, we just said, Rav Huna Bar Chiya and Rabbi Abba said it's mutter, and now you're telling me Rav and Shmuel said it's asur mid araisa, prohibited biblically. So what are we going to do with that? So Gemara says meisvei. Gemara asks the question: Hamachzir kana menor b'Shabbos chayev chatas kana seyadin lo yachzir v'michzir pater avo asur. So the Gemara says there are. To make a long story short, the Gemara has different cases where we see distinctions in the laws. Where we see one opinion says here in the beginning, and we see other issues in this Brisa as well, that it sounds like it's totally okay to reassemble something that and then one opinion says it's totally not okay. So, by the way, do you guys have any idea what malacha we're talking about here of reassembling and assembling?
Bone,
very good. So, bone, building. Building is one of the 39 prohibited acts on Shabbos. So, the Gemara says it's totally mutter. Then the Gemara says totally also. So, how do we jive that? So, the Gemara concludes that. I'm just skipping some of the Gemara just to get to the bottom line. The Gemara relates a debate between Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel and the Rabbanan. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel says, if it's rafui, if it's totally loose, it's mutter. And the Gemara says, that's why, seemingly, that's why this opinion, Rabbi Abba and Rabbi Huna bar Chiya, why they thought it was allowed, because they were saying that it was rafui, that it was totally loose. Whereas Rav and Shmuel, they were saying that it was prohibited because it was tight. What the Gemara calls takua. Takua is that it was, or yitka, it was tight. That's what the Gemara says. So, the Pashup Shah in the Gemara, and what emerges from Rashi and Tosos here, is that there are really three levels. And that's what Tosos says in the third source on our source sheet, that the Gemara's question really was, if Rav and Shmuel, the Gemara knew we were talking about roughway the whole time, trying to explain what the question was to begin with. We knew we were talking about it being loose, so the Gemara's question really was, if Rav and Shmuel say that it's asur mida araisa, if Rav and Shmuel say that it's prohibited biblically, so Tosfos points out in source number 3 that it's not possible, there's no svar, it's not logical to say that someone would say it's totally allowed. It must be there's some sort of mid-range. They're saying it's totally prohibited. He's saying it's totally allowed. It must be there's some sort of middle ground. So Tosfos then seemingly, and this is how the Mefarshim explained this Gemara, is seemingly saying that there's really a middle ground where there's a prohibition that is rabbinic. And what really emerges from this Gemara is that we have rafui is loose, when the Mita Shel Tarsiyim is put together very loosely. It's not a tight binyan, as Shalev said, we're talking about bone. It's not a tight, it's very loose. That would be mutter lechachil. That's Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. The Gemara says mutter, permitted. Then we have what's the most tight takua, the Gemara says, and that's Rav and Shmuel. They say chayv chatas, which means it's biblically prohibited. If it's really put together very solidly, it's very tight, it's takua, biblically prohibited. And then it seems that there's a middle ground, which Tosfos alludes to in source number 3. There's a middle ground, which is called, by the other Rishonim, the Ran says this and others, that's called muhudak, which is called, it's not extremely tight, it's not takua, it's not rafui, it's not loose, it's muhudak. It's tight, but not so tight. So that is the basic three levels of when bona is going to be okay and when bona is not going to be okay. Fine. Now, why am I talking about bona? So one, we're going to see this coming up, just to give you some highlights. That we're going to see that some of the poskim, specifically the Chazon Ish, famously regards the prohibition of electricity as bona. Bona, you are creating something, you are connecting a circuit, which he views as the prohibition of bona. So we're going to see that there are potentially problems with that, or let's say not problems. There are
problems like with what the Chazon Ish was
saying. When you finish a circuit, when you complete a circuit, he wants to argue, and we'll see this more explicitly, and we'll see the words inside, we'll look at it, learn it together, that it's considered takua. It's a tight, when you plug in a refrigerator, you want it to stay there. It's not, you don't want it to come out, right? You want to complete the circuit, you want to keep that circuit strong, you want to keep your food cold. There are going to be different varieties, like Rav Shlomo Zalman talks about. Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach is a famous letter that he writes back and forth, the Chazon Ish of Rav Shlomo Zalman, which we're going to read as well together, that hearing aids, right, that goes, you speak into a hearing aid, it turns up the circuit, it moves it up, it fluctuates, but that's not takua, that's not going to be on forever. So there's different types of electricity, but that's why I just wanted to, this is one of the main source texts of this Gemara, to discuss the three different levels of when binyan is a problem. Yes, Joey.
What about the issue of Machlokes Rav and Shmuel?
Very good. Okay, so Joey's familiar with the Machlokes Rav and Shmuel. By many different cases, Rav says it's Asher Mishum Machlokes Bepatish, and Shmuel says Asher Mishum Bona. Rav says Mishum Bona, and Shmuel says Machlokes Bepatish. The Chazon Ish does also say they're very related, these two. We'll probably get to it, but only tangentially, because we just have not enough time. Yes, Zev.
Is it I would think electricity would be like more like fire, no?
Fire. So, okay, very good. So there are poskim that did say that. If we're dealing with incandescent lights, then it's possible you could argue it's fire. It gets hot, it burns something, there's a filament. Bizman hazeh, most lights are fluorescent or LED. It's really hard to argue, especially, I mean, this probably does no... There's mostly LED or, I don't even know, plasma these days. I don't know what they have in here, but it's not fire. So it depends what you're dealing with. But you're right, there are poskim that do say that. I think that's not the majority... Shita.
Except if it's like that Samsung phone that like blew up.
Right. So that's probably really... there are electrical fires, correct. Okay, so what about... one of the issues with Bona, I don't know, I can't do a whole share on Bona now. I'm actually learning in Rabbi Willig's share. We're learning Bona right now in the morning, so I feel somewhat more prepared for this type of share. There's a famous heter, which many of the poskim hang or attribute to the Magen Avraham in the Taz. It's not so clear that's what they're saying, but I'll just share with you the idea and then I'll read it with you inside a little bit. The idea is that everyone knows that you're allowed to open and close a door on Shabbat. So you open the door, you close the door, open the door, close the door, right? Why is that not binyan? You're creating a closed door. You're opening, you're constructing, you're putting the door on its hinges, you're closing it. Why is that not bona? Why is that not bona? Right, so that's a question which the poskim, obviously it's a more of a rhetorical question. They know that that's not a problem. And therefore, many of the poskim say that there's a general, what?
Then we wouldn't be allowed to go through a door reason.
Correct, it seems impossible. You would have to take out the light bulb from the fridge, open all the doors, right? It's crazy. So the poskim say, and this is a general heter, which many, Rabbi Ribiad in his Lamentas Melachos says this, Rabbi Shlomo Zalman is going to say this in the context of electricity, that there's a general heter called the heter hishtamshus, or shimush, using. You're using the door. You're utilizing the normative function of a structure. You're not making a structure. You're not creating anything. You are utilizing. You're accessing. So, therefore, Shlomo Zalman wants to argue that that's what you're doing with electricity. You're not building anything. You're connecting a circuit which is meant to be used in that way. That's the normal usage. It's the derech. Like a puzzle piece, maybe, because a puzzle piece might be there to stay, and therefore you might be actually creating a picture. But if you're just putting together the puzzle and taking it apart, that could be. That could be. Yeah. And then Shlomo Zalman says, you don't want your, let's say he talks about telephones or he talks about hearing aids, you don't want it to be on forever. The lights, right? You turn on the lights. You know, everyone goes to sleep at night, right? You don't want your lights on to be forever. So the Chazon Ish says an interesting line, and Rabbi Willig took issue with this. He said, the only reason you want the light off, the Chazon Ish says, is to save money. Right? It's not really the derech. The derech would be basically to have it on all the time, but we just like to save money. So Rabbi Willig said, what are you talking about? Everyone turns them off to go to sleep. So I said to Rabbi Willig, well, Chazon Ish learned all day long, all night. He only slept for like a half an hour. So for him, that was, it was a little bit of a joke. But the point is that... Right, maybe the dimming. But the point is that would be changing a little bit of the flow of electricity, perhaps. I don't know how these things work exactly. But the point is that the Heter Ishtamshus in the postgame is one of the major arguments against the Chazon Ish of saying that electricity is bona, because the way that electricity is supposed to be used to connect circuits is in fact the derech of utilizing this connection. Just like a door, you open and close the door. What do you mean? You're making a structure. If you were to make this door into a permanent wall and it didn't have a hinge, you're putting up the board and you're hammering in, that would be bona. Why is that any different than opening the door and closing it? The answer is because that's the way that the thing functions. So we can see that idea somewhat found in the Magen Avraham and the Taz. We'll just do the Taz, because the Taz says a little bit more than the Magen Avraham. So, source number 5, the Taz says, by Koshel Prakim. The discussion here, it's a debate between the Torah and the Maram, but the discussion here is somewhat like a thermos. You have like these two parts of this cup, it's called a Koshel Prakim, and you put together the cup, and you leave it that way. You don't take it apart. Just like a two-piece cup. So there's a debate between the Torah and the Maram, if you're allowed to do that on Shabbos. And the Taz quotes that, and he says, we paskin that that's okay, because if it was berifyon, if it was put together loosely, then the Torah says it's fine. Welcome, Ami. Long time no see. So the Taz says, Ella, the bolded part in source number 5. Nira de davka bekos yesh misha machmir. Only by a cup are we actually going to be strict. She'in tarach leporko. It's not the normal way. You don't need to separate it. Ki ikur tashmisho. The main way that it functions, it's utilized. Shelo ayadei piruk. Is not when you take it apart. Ma she'in kain. What is not so, benod by a flask. She'ikur tashmisho ayadei piruk tamid. Lo mikri gmar melacha. It sounds like he's discussing what Joey said the other moment ago, that we're discussing the gemar melacha, the finishing of this melacha, which is makabe patish. That's like the catchphrase of what a makabe patish is. Just to give a little background, what makabe patish is, it's like the hammer, the last strike of the hammer, which often means when you finish a product, you finish you sew the last stitch, you finish the construction, you're over the iser, you're violating the iser of makabe patish. So the Taz says, when it comes to the koshel prakim, which is not used by taking it out and putting it back in, the Taz says that that's the only time anyone will ever say that putting together this cup is usser. Why? Because you put it together and then you leave it that way. Masha'in came, whereas when it comes to a different type of cup, where you always open and close it, open and close it, open and close it, he says, that's the ikur tashmisho. See those words, that the usage is to take it apart. That's not a problem of bone, that's not a problem of soser. There's a violation of building and destructing. That's not a problem of building or destructing. That's the way you use it. It's just like opening and closing the door. So you see this idea, and this is what Rabbi Ribiat says in source number 6 in his Sefer Lamatis Melachos Kuntris Migdal David. That's what he calls his Hebrew footnotes. If you want to get a kula in English Sefer, you always look at the footnotes. So the footnotes are all in Hebrew, and that's when they tell you that it, actually Rav Moshe says it's okay. But in English, they tell you you got to be strict. Because you're writing for mass consumption, you got to always make sure that, right? I'm just giving you a little etza that you look in the footnotes, you'll see. But I always ask a shiloh. So that's what Rabbi Ribiat says. He says it's impossible to do a malacha. He says it's bonet, it's makabe patish, it's everything, almost, seemingly all malachos. Where is it? Dila olam ein hashimish bikli chashiv tikuna o gemaras yasa. When you're utilizing a kli, you're utilizing a function of this vessel, it's impossible to say you're over a malacha, you're doing a violation. Nira, he says, this idea is probably most primarily used for those two malachos. But he says you could even find other areas of halacha where you are utilizing other vessels in other ways, where you're just doing the way that the function of this particular thing, and you're not building it, you're not making it, you're not. Nonetheless, the Chazanish in Orachaim Simin Nun Sif Cotton Tess in source number 7, he writes, when it comes to electricity, he says, Yesh b'zeh mishum tikun maneh. It's another, you're fixing this vessel, you're making it. Kevin Shama, Mido Atachunaso, Lizroma says, Zerem Hachashmal. Chashmal is the Ivrit for electricity. Bitmidus, with consistency, Vekarav Adavar. It's similar, it's close, it's almost to being bona minat Torah. It doesn't say straight out, it doesn't say it is the araisa of bona. He says it's close to being constructing. Why? Because you're being ma'amid, you're establishing this appliance, you're fixing it, so to speak, in a way in which it could be utilized. So let's say, it's almost like techias amesim. You have this is the way the post can talk about it. You have this dishwasher, and it does nothing, right? You're punching it, you're putting it, you're hitting it, you're kicking it. It doesn't do anything, right? You have to take the plug, connect the circuit, boom! Techiyah is amazing. It works. What is that? You just created a dishwasher. It was nothing before. It couldn't do anything. He says it's karuv to making it a kli because it's not functional without the connection of the circuit. And he says it's tamidus. It's consistently. So Rav Shlomo Zalman takes issue with this. And Rav Shlomo Zalman says, what are you saying? You don't want it to be on forever. And it's not just because, oh, you want to save money and sometimes you unplug it. No, there are plenty of electrical circuits which you don't want on forever. For instance, lights. That's what Rabbi Willig said. Okay, we'll get there. But that's what we have to know. The Chazon Ish, the Gadol Hador, Rishon Zalman writes to me. He says, what can I do? The Chazon Ish argues with me. And we have to know, the Chazon Ish is a very chashuv opinion, and not to just you know, say lightly, oh, the Chazon Ish, you know. But we have to understand it. We have to you know, see it. And it really takes a lot of guts and a real, you know, knowledge to be able to say it differently than the Chazon Ish. Rav Shlomo Zalman was also one of the Gedolei Hador. So it's important to understand that he's a heavyweight, so to speak. He's a heavyweight. We're lightweights. Okay, so that's one argument that the Chazon Ish writes. And the other point that he makes is as we saw in our Gemara, he actually uses the lashon of our Gemara, the language. He says, "Upetichat hachashmal shemachnitzim azerim," and the entrance of the electrical flow into the circuit. Bechotam, bechutim is the plug. Chashiv laolam kitakah, takah, takua. Right, like we said in our Gemara of Mita Shel Tarsiyim, of the foldable chair, of the foldable bed, that was Aser Midaraisa, biblically prohibited if it was tight. The Chazon Ish says, you again, like, it's understandable when it comes to, let's say, air conditioner in the summer, or your refrigerator that you never unplug, or your oven, electrical oven. It's takua, it's tight in there. You don't want it ever to come out, because then your food's going to get ruined, or you're not going to have AC, right? You don't want it to come out. Okay, so that is, again, there's a lot more to say, but that's the basic sheet of the Chazon Ish, that it's probably Makibe Patish, it's Karav to Bone, and he says it's Takua. So all these arguments all together, people say the Chazon Ish holds electricity is biblically prohibited. So within the next 20 minutes, we will try to cover the other opinions. The majority opinion is, and this is what most poskim say today, and most poskim here assume, that electricity is prohibited, but it is prohibited rabbinically. Not like the Chazon Ish, although there is one notable posek, Rav Asher Weiss Shlita, who is a very, very formidable posek in Israel, and he does take more of a Chazon Ish approach, and he thinks that it is biblically prohibited. But nonetheless, most poskim take the side of Rav Shlomo Zalman, which we shall now see together. So there's a lot of history here. Rav Shlomo Zalman, when he was much younger, in the 30s, he wrote letters to the Chazon Ish. It's actually really cool to see their letters. He writes the young, you know, Shlomo Zalman, and then the Chazon Ish writes back, Aleph Yud Shin, Ish, which is an acronym for his name, Avram Yishaya. His name was Avram Yishaya Karel. It's just cool, like, he signs the name Ish, you know, the man. Whatever. So it's just like rabbinic, you know, it's cool stuff. It wasn't like a Gaiva thing, it's just like, that's what he wrote, Chazon Ish. Chazon Ish is his name was Avram Yishaya. So Aleph Yud Shin. So there's a very funny article that, sorry to go on a tangent, but one of my Rebbeim who actually passed away a couple years ago, Rabbi Landis Minzatzal, he had a great article. He wrote a bunch of things when he was a principal in Yula. And one of the kids asked him, like, what if the Chazon Ish became a doctor? He's a brilliant man. Like, well, couldn't he cure cancer? Like, couldn't he do better for the world? If he, right, he knew a lot about brain surgery. So couldn't he have saved the world if he was, if he became a doctor? Like, why is he wasting his time? So does Chas v'Shalom say, but someone asked him, like, why is he going and learning? And, you know, why did he do that? So he wrote this article, which was great. It was called, A.Y. Karelitz, M.D., like, imagine if the Chazon Ish was like Abe Karelitz, you know, MD, Abe Karelitz. So he wrote this whole article, perhaps arguing for why one of the most brilliant minds, you know, should have dedicated himself to learning Torah. But it was a fascinating article. But either way, Rav Shlomo Zalman takes on the Gadol Hador. So you have to be a Gadol Hador to take on the Gadol Hador. And he says, you know what? He says, there's a Shelos Yaivitz, the Rav Yaakov Emden writes, that you can set a watch on Shabbos. I'm reading in source number 8. This is in Minchas Shlomo, Chilak Aleph, Simin Tes. And he writes, Shu doma le psichas v'sigiras mino'ol shel delos b'Shabbos. Like we said, it's like opening and closing the door on Shabbos. You're setting the watch. You're setting the watch because, well, that's the regular way that you use watches. And he says, ah, re'iti, like I said, there's this whole history. He goes back and forth. He wrote a bunch of different things. There are letters he wrote. There's also a whole sefer he wrote, Maori Ha'ish, on electricity. And this is printed in his Chuvos, Mincha Shlomo. And he says, I saw the Chazon Ish, that we just read, and I saw what he said. And he says that it's a problem of setting a watch. Because you're Arichaso Yotzer Koach Chodesh, you're making a new thing to this watch was not working properly, and now you made it work properly. Oh, it's a problem. Bone Machmepatish. Fine. He says, no, maybe we could say that really it was there all along. It's not a Koach Chodesh. He says, fine, maybe we'll listen. I don't think it's really Usher, but the Chazon Ish said it's Usher, so maybe at least we should say it's Usher Midrabanan. Fine. It gets a little bit more heated. In source number 9, Rishon Zalman in Simen Yud Aleph writes, he quotes the Chazon Ish again. It goes back and forth. He asks a lot of questions. He says, well, I can't argue, but maybe this. And he goes to a lot of sources. But I found some highlights. So I underlined this line. He says, he quotes the Chazon Ish about Bona and Machmir Patish. And he says, V'yadua. Look at this. This is with respect, but with nonetheless arguing. V'yadua shidvarav heim chidish gadol. The words of the Chazon Ish are of totally innovative and tremendous chiddush, and he goes on to say, just like we said earlier, that it's opening and closing a door it can't be bona, and therefore closing a circuit. He says b'shal the zerim is working at a time. The next bolded line that I bolded. B'shal she'ein zerim v'gamim min na'agil adayim patuach nira dekevim d'sha'achshara l'kach. Since the circuit is prepared to accept this flow, l'kachi al yedei ma'isa k'tzeh sh'raglim tadu l'asos v'ein zeh elagrama v'lo mamish bona. It cannot be, since it is utilized in this such a way that you need this to function, or it's the derech to function with the flow in the electrical circuit, he calls that grumma when you connect the circuit. It's not like you're creating this thing. This thing is set up to be that way. It's not like you're making, you don't make a washing machine. You connected the circuit, which Rav Shlomo Zalman thinks is prohibited rabbinically. But to say you made a kli, this kli, it's not that you made it. It's set up to be that way. Fine. And then he says that we shouldn't distinguish between setting a watch and any other electrical appliance, which he really thinks can only be prohibited rabbinically. And he says it's like opening and closing the door. Fine. So that's the basic argument. There's a lot more to say, but that's the basic argument that Rav Shlomo Zalman is saying. The Heter Ishtamshus that we saw in the Taz and the Magen Avraham says a similar thing. You're utilizing, you're making, you're using this kli that's set up to be connected to a circuit, but it is not bona midaraisa. Ay, takua. What about the fact that it's so tight, it's going to be in there for a long period of time? So Rav Shlomo Zalman thinks, no, first of all, it's interesting. He doesn't talk about, in this particular context, he doesn't talk about, the fridge or the freezer. Like, that's where really the Chazon Ish sounds very, very, logical. You're setting up your freezer, you're not going to unplug that for years. I mean, the next time you get a new one, you'll unplug your freezer, right? So that's where it gets a little bit dicey. So even if you're a real Shlomo Zalman man, maybe you should avoid, I'm not paskening, I'm just saying in terms of Svar and the Lumdus, the Chazon Ish makes a lot of sense by something that's just going to really be takula there. It's really going to be set there for a long, long time. Then the other argument is that the motor only goes on when the thermostat kicks it up. So that's another level of grumma. But nonetheless, the majority of the poskim agree with the Rav Shlomo Zalman. Rav Shechter, we'll talk about a couple of the more modern poskim of Shechter and Rav Moshe. Based on the following Gemara, has a different understanding, but similar to Rav Shlomo Zalman. The Gemara in Ksuvos talks about a case where you have a drainage pipe that's clogged up. The Gemara says, "Sinor sha'alu bo kaskasin me'achvin miraglo bitzino b'shabbos." You have weeds that are blocking your pipeline, just preventing the water from going. So the Gemara says you're allowed to crush it with your foot, bitzina, in private, Ve'enu choshesh. You don't have to be concerned with any prohibition of Shabbos. My taima, what's the problem? So he says, misakin kol acher yad. Even though you're fixing the drainage pipe, which was not, the drain was not being drained before. By the way, this comes up a lot on Shabbos with let's say you have your toilet gets clogged. So are you allowed to use a plunger? Right? It could be a problem of fixing. It could be a problem of misakin. So he says it's not, the Gemara says it's misakin, which is a problem, but it's kilacher yad. It's coming, you've kicked it with your foot. It's kilacher yad. Kilacher yad doesn't mean with your hand, it means in a shinoi, with a way that was different than the general way to do this balacha. And Rav Shechter, based on this Gemara, says we see that when you allow something to be used properly, something that was not functional, so like plugging in a phone or plugging in a clock or anything that was not functioning without electricity and then connecting to electricity, he says we see from the Gemara's perspective it was only rabbinic. It's only rabbinic in nature because we know that only rabbinic prohibitions are allowed with a shinoi. You can't just do a daraisa with a shinoi. If you do a daraisa with a shinoi, it becomes a rabbanim. You can't do it. But in a necessary scenario where you really need to do a malacha, they talk about with plunging a toilet. If you really need it, there's no other bathroom, you should do the plunging with a shinoi. With some sort of change. So Rav Shechter says, based on that Gemara, it is probably going to be rabbinic in nature.
What?
The electricity. Because you're misaking, you're fixing this thing, you're making it functional, but that can only be rabbinic in nature because we saw from that Gemara that you're making a pipe that was clogged, fixing that up, is rabbinic in nature. That is Rev Shechter. And we said before, Rav Asher Weiss, Shlita, he holds like the Chazon Ish. I saw an article quoting Rabbi Moshe David Tendler, who is Rav Moshe Feinstein's son-in-law. So he said that Rav Moshe seemed to be a convinced and rejected the Chazon Ish. I don't know. He just has a bunch of different places Rav Moshe says. I don't know. I've spoken to other people. It's not so clear what Rav Moshe Feinstein owns. In this article, they wanted to say that he's more on the Rav Shlomo Zalman side. In my own personal conversation with Rabbi Bleich, another one of the Gedolei Poskim in this yeshiva, and he said the Chazon Ish makes sense. The Chazon Ish makes sense. He said, I don't understand, and maybe this will take us to our next source. There's a famous tshuva of the Beis Yitzchak, not the journal that the YU puts out. The Beis Yitzchak, Rav Shmelkes, I think was his name, he writes that the Isser is, and we'll read this inside, Ner HaElektriki, it's a source number 11, Askir v'zeh b'din im rishon l'daber b'shabbat, are you allowed to speak on an electrical phone? B'chuna nikrat telephone. He says it's aser mishum kol yesh to aser mishum ayne sgira zarem electriki. When you close the circuit, no led kol electriki aser b'shabes. It's an iser of molid. You're creating something new. You're creating a sound which was not there before. You're creating the ability through the closed circuit to have a new sound. That's aser mishum molid. So Rabbi Balik said to me, he said, I don't understand molid. Creating something new? If I make a rakida, I start, dancing on Shabbos, that's a whole different issue of dancing. Maybe that's a problem. Maybe it's okay. I was actually thinking we could do a shir on clapping and dancing on Shabbos. Many people do. But he says, is that an issur of molid? Because we're going to get sweaty and hot? Is that molid? And that's what you're doing with molecules when you turn on a circuit. You're just making the molecules dance around.
That's what fire is.
Okay, well, that could be a different, creating a fire. But here, you already have, things, molecules there, and you're just making them, turn around at a faster rate, which creates heat. But that's not an iser molid. You're not creating anything new. This is what he said to me. I don't know how this functions. And he said, the Chazon Ish makes sense to me. He says, once we enter the land of Rav Shlomo Zalman, who says the Heter Ishtamshus and all that, he said, once we enter there, I don't know what the prohibition is. He says there are poskim who write that they think, when it comes to the hotel keys, where like there's, it's not so clear how it works, but it could. They're so advanced now. I think that there's some sort of gas that it emits to light up the light. It's not even like a. It's definitely not incandescent. It's at most maybe an LED. He said they want to say, well, according to Rav Shlomo Zalman, what's the problem? It's just like a, you're just opening this lock with this key. So that's the way that it's normally used, right? So Rav Bleich said to me, he said, these poskim say, oh, well, we can't figure out the problem with Rav Shlomo Zalman. So why is no one doing it? So they say, oh, it's probably mutter. So he said, no, the reason why no one's doing it is because the Chazinish was right. Right? So it's an interesting halachic argument that he's saying, we look at the way that Klal Yisrael is practicing, and that's part of the thing here, and we have to remember, maybe we'll end with this, we have to remember that it could be that it's not so clear, and as we said before, the sources, you know, we're dealing with trying to transplant, you know, what the Gemara says, so cases where we don't have, you know, exact case studies for, but it's clear, and the Rav Asher Weiss says this, that there was Mamash Abaskol, which came out, that all the Gedolim said, at the, you know, when electricity was invented, they all said it's Usir, and that's somewhat of a divine voice, so to speak, emanating from all the Gedolim, all the Poskim. Everyone says that to keep the sanctity of Shabbos, that we have to figure out exactly why it's Usir. But they all started from that premise. All started from that premise that we have to figure out what it is exactly, why it's prohibited, but it's certainly prohibited. So there is a range. You know, Chazanish Daraisa. We definitely, you know, Rabbi Willig doesn't rule that way. But he's a heavyweight, and as we said, we have to take him into account. We have Rav Shlomo Zalman Midrabanan, Rav Asher Weiss Midaraisa, Rav Shechter Midrabanan. I didn't do that in order. Sorry, but Rav Avadia takes the position of the Beis Yitzchak that it's molded. It's Midrabanan, and. So there's if we had more time, we could talk about changing the current. There's a discussion, according to Rav Shlomo Zalman, perhaps once, let's say, your phone is already on, or let's say the things are already plugged in, so maybe making changing the current of electricity may be less prohibited. Rav Shlomo Zalman cautions that it should be avoided, just because that change could be inappropriate for general Shabbos use, but like for instance, speaking into a telephone that was already off the hook, he says like that's a you know, even though you're not creating any new electrical current, but he says, you know, changing a current is inappropriate for the Shabbos atmosphere. Even though according to him, you would say, what are you talking about? You're not. The only problem would be either fixing it or making it functional, which was only rabbinic in his view. Only rabbinic in his view. So then, what's the problem? But he says, first of all, the Chazon Ish would say it's a problem. Second of all, it's not the proper Shabbos, you know, environment, and we have to make sure that Shabbos remains synced, you know, with all the technology and everything. It's going to get worse. It's going to get, you know, we're going to be overloaded with technology. We want to try to keep the sanctity of Shabbos, and therefore, it's not that these are contrived, you know, oh, it must be this, we have to find why this is. It's a certain, you know, intuition that the poskim have, that we trust in them, that they see a greater picture of what Shabbos really is, and they have a general sense of what the melachos are, to understand why these things will really eat away at the general sense of what Shabbos is. And that's what everyone agrees to. I don't know of any mainstream posek who will, again, there could be cases of Pikuach Nevesh, obviously, that we're not discussing that. But no modern-day posek will say that electricity, no problem.
Is there a source for trusting the post-game's God?
Like I said, the Rav Asher Weiss, he says that, you're saying an earlier source.
Yeah.
There's definitely an idea of, you know, that the Torah's, the knowledge of Torah that one person has in the general greater picture influences their understanding of, you know, what the Torah has to say about things. My only point is that just to look at the consensus, and that I think that there is an idea of consensus, and but it's a good question. But the consensus is no matter what the exact parameters of it is. The prohibition of electricity is agreed upon by all the poskim.
Shalev. Can you repeat that last sentence?
The consensus of the poskim is, whether it's rabbinic or biblical, electricity is prohibited.
Okay. I was really interested in that.
We do good topics every night.